Well, good evening, brethren. Hope you're enjoying the Sabbath. My topic for today is going to be, do you have a destiny? Many years ago, when I began life's journey, God knew the path that I would follow. Or was it just a coincidence? I think not. God blessed me with a good mate that would stand close by my side on my quest for the truth. When I met the girl that would one day become my wife, she was of one religious background, I was of another. I remember one of the first times I heard Mr. Armstrong on the radio back in the late 50s at my grandfather's home in Tennessee. Mr. Armstrong had a very strong voice. It rang out with clarity. It got my attention. I never forgot him. When I was just a small boy, my grandfather, John Simpson, had us children sit silently and listen to the radio broadcast. Grandfather lived in Tennessee. We lived in New Mexico. We would visit as often as we could. While living in New Mexico, my mother met a woman that was keeping the Sabbath. And she was going over a lot of things that was interesting to me. And while this woman was talking to my mom, a lot of what she was saying about the real truth of God's word was soaking into my head as well. When I was 13 years old, we moved from New Mexico to Oklahoma City. About a year later, my father had a house built in Moore, Oklahoma, on the far west side of town. We moved into the home in June of 1963. Most of everything west of there was farmland. One sunny day, I decided to ride my Cushman Eagle motorcycle out in the country, just looking around at the sights. For some strange reason, I seen a family of people playing out in the yard, playing tag or something. But for some strange reason, I rode up into the yard. I got off and I introduced myself. This was the Raymond Staggs family. Many of you may recall the name. I became very good friends with the Staggs family. I took a job with this man. He had his own little construction business. I worked summer times, summer vacations, and some Sundays. He was a Sabbath keeper, and he was a co-worker of the Worldwide Church of God. He was a firm believer of what Mr. Armstrong was teaching, and he backed it up with the Bible. I was full of questions. I wanted to know more and more. Raymond Staggs taught me much about the Bible. Sometimes we'd go over the Bible together. I later on wrote in for the Bible correspondence courses. I believe the door to knowledge was open to me. I believe that what I have just told you was the beginning of my destiny. You know, God has a way of nurturing us all along the way. Yes, Mr. Armstrong was teaching the truth of the Bible. Could it be possible that I am called out to help out, to teach all of my generations in God's purpose for mankind in the millennium? I pray to God he can use me as well as all of you. We have all met many people in our lifetimes, and we will probably have a familiar face when we're in the millennium, and they will want to know how we knew God's plan and they did not. We can teach them. I had been reading the booklet, What is Your Destiny, before I went to the Feast of Tabernacles. When I arrived at the feast, many things were talked about, what we will be doing in the millennium. We are here in our lifetime in training to become godlike beings. Many things are revealed to you and I, not to other people. Do we stop often in our daily routine and thank God for the opportunity that he has given us? Do we meditate on the things that we should be meditating? You know, the kingdom of God is at hand. That means all the universe and beyond. Have you ever just walked out on a clear night and looked up into the heavens at all those stars that are up there? we can be a part of all that and much more. This is just a small part of God's plan for mankind. Yes, we can all help God and Jesus manage this new world. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2:9, quoting from the King James Version. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Now that is quite a statement. We can never imagine beyond our wildest dreams what God has in store for you and I. God wants us all to change and be converted into spiritual beings and share in the glory in his kingdom. We all have a choice. We can all choose to be in the kingdom, or we can reject God's way, which would not be a very wise thing to do. We are given a very special opportunity to become co-heirs with Jesus and enjoy all God has to offer. He or she who overcomes shall inherit all things. We are God's children. We can be rulers with Christ. What a great gift to us. All we have to do to receive this gift, keep up the good works, serving God, keeping the commandments, and remain faithful to the end. When we take our place in the millennium, we will teach the people the truth all about God's laws and how to observe the Sabbath and how to celebrate the holy days. When the Feast of Tabernacles comes around, we will be one big happy family, come together from all parts of the universe. What a reunion that will be to look forward to. God's word is truth. It is like a good water supply that never dries up, but much greater. God is a good shepherd. His word will never dry up or go bad. So drink your fill of this living water God is offering us. It's possible Jesus and some of the angels are just sitting here in these empty chairs, or maybe standing around, saying how proud they are of us keeping the Sabbath and obeying God's laws. So, when we stumble and fall, let's get up, dust off our clothes, repent, and pray about our downfalls. We must go forward to serve God in whatever manner he chooses for us. After all, why do we keep coming here week after week, month after month, keeping the Sabbath, keeping the holy days, going to the Feast of Tabernacles, giving tithes and offerings, reading church literature, praying daily, going to Bible studies, and fasting when we have problems? We do these things because we love God. We want to serve him, we want to please him, and we want to do his will. We must all press on and do our very best to overcome the wicked ways of this world and prepare ourselves to enter into God's kingdom. That should be our final destiny. In conclusion, let me read this to you. Romans 8:16-17. You may read some of this in Isaiah 64:4. But turn to Romans 8:16-17. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be glorified together. Now, do we want to be glorified with Jesus? So if we are serving God the very best we can, our spirits one day will become the same. We will be glorified with Jesus. As an heir of God, we can enjoy all that God has to offer. What an inheritance that will be. Now, is that something very wonderful to work for? We should all have a destiny like that.